Good evening. Welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on KKRN Community Radio. We are presenting two plays for you tonight. First, we present The Search for Truth by Jim Dowling.
Welcome to another live broadcast of the Tanner Hyde Call-In Show, where we take you and your story seriously. Why? Because so many of us experience things in our lives that we keep to ourselves in fear of judgment and ridicule. Hard to explain phenomena that defies logic and popular science. On this show, I invite you to tell your story knowing that you have a host and audience that honors the courage it took to come forward. Don't be afraid to share your story of the strange and peculiar with me, your host, Tanner Hyde. Okay, you may recall last week when I promised we'd have a big surprise in store for our listeners. I wasn't lying, my friend. We have something really different in store for our listeners tonight. If you listen carefully, you probably hear noises in the background. Crickets, frogs, maybe the owl in the distance. I am deep in the woods, somewhere not far from a town called Weaverville in Northern California. You're probably asking yourself a few questions, like, what is Tanner Hyde doing in California? And what is this deep in the woods business? Fair enough. I'm out here in the wilds of the slim chance I might be fortunate enough to get a glimpse of a creature repeatedly seen and reported by locals in this area. A creature whose very existence has long been the subject of conjure and myth. You know him by many names: Bigfoot, Sasquatch, the Hairy Man, Yeti, just to name a few. Experts and locals agree where I am is ground zero if you hope to encounter one of these amazing creatures. It meets all the criteria in that it's remote, difficult to access, and there's plenty to eat. That is, if you like berries, venison, and the occasional talk show host. That was a joke, of course. Without further ado, let's kick off this latest installment of our show, Search for Truth, where tonight, it's all about Sasquatch. I ask that you stay off the phones as we're going live in the mountains of Northern California, and for heaven's sakes, don't touch that dial. Since nothing's happening at the moment, let's say we introduce the other person out here, my guide and local Bigfoot expert. You ready?
Minnie. I'm Minnie Apperson.
Oh, gosh. Listen to that enthusiasm. This little lady, let me tell you, was a lucky find. It was barely a month ago I received a letter in the mail. In it was a fascinating account of a close encounter with Sasquatch. That letter was from Minnie Apperson.
Can they hear me?
I should think so. Well, let's make sure. You can scoot a little closer if you like.
Like this?
Perfect, right there. Now, they hear you, Minnie. Loud and clear. Minnie is one of the locals who knows one heck of a lot about Bigfoot. We're very fortunate.
Caleb, it's me. I'm on the radio. Didn't I tell you?
All right, all right. Please, Minnie, you did say we need to be real quiet.
Sorry, Tanner. I'm kind of overwhelmed. Fame, it changes you, don't it?
I suppose so. But let's stay focused, shall we?
All right. Tell me when you want to talk about Bigfoot.
I certainly will. Folks, picture in your mind a place high in the mountains of Northern California. We are next to a small creek and surrounded by a forest of tall pine trees. One can hear animals scurrying in the brush. The sun is about to go down, and we are all alone. Waiting. Will Sasquatch make an appearance? I have no idea, but we are here, and we are ready. what are you doing?
You're ticklish.
Please. Minnie, why don't you tell our listeners something about yourself and how you've come to know so much about Bigfoot?
You betcha. Name's Minnie Apperson, Mappy for short. I grew up here on the East Fork of the Trinity. If you aren't familiar with that country, it's kind of wild up that way.
That's what I hear. I understand that you have bears and mountain lions in these mountains.
Oh, yeah. There's a man-eating bear on the loose as we speak.
Oh, my. Serious?
Oh, heck yeah. Seth Pearson has to wrestle a 300-pounder just to get supper.
What?
Joke, Tanner. You'd have to live here to appreciate that one.
Local humor. You gotta love these folks. A far cry from city life. Minnie, how do people get by out here? I mean, judging by the looks of things, you know, the local economy, it can't be easy.
We make do.
How about your parents?
Well, Daddy, he works at the mill, and Ma does housekeeping down at the Swiftwater. That's one of the motels along the highway.
I admire that. Let's give a shout-out to the good, hard-working folks making an honest living here in Trinity County. Such a refreshing contrast from the hustle and bustle of the city. Oh, we almost left something out. Minnie, you. How do you make ends meet out here?
I'm unemployed at the moment, but I'll find something.
What was it you were laid off from?
I was, well, what you call a trimmer.
And you've been laid off?
Zap went and bought a machine that does my job.
Let me guess, something to do with the timber industry?
Nope.
Pray tell, young lady, what is a trimmer?
Someone who sits in one place for a long-ass time and is good with scissors. That's a trimmer. Weren't we supposed to talk about Bigfoot?
Good with scissors. Why, you're a seamstress.
Drop it, Mr. Tanner. I don't think you have the foggiest idea where this is going.
Of course I do. You make things. Fabric.
Dude, I trim bud, okay? Grass, reefer, spliff, ganja, chronic.
Oh. Hey, let's change the subject.
Let's. Tanner?
Yes?
I apologize. I didn't mean to be rude.
Quite all right. I'm just a little behind the times, I guess.
Can I ask you a question?
I'd be honored. What would you like to know?
Me and my friends, we gather around the radio every Thursday night. 8 sharp. Never miss it. There's nothing like Search for Truth anywhere else on the radio.
That might be the nicest thing I've heard in a long...
But that guy you had on last week lived on a small farm, raised... What was it? Chinchillas?
Chinchillas. Yes, I remember. Toby from Missouri.
That's the one. Come on, Tanner, you buy that? Taught Bigfoot how to play fiddle? Amazing Grace?
That's the thing, Minnie. I don't judge. It's that simple. Who's to say what's true and what isn't?
That's your answer? You really believe any crazy old thing is possible?
It's called having an open mind. If you aren't open to the out of the ordinary, well, think about it. You rule out the endless possibilities. There can be no genuine search for the truth.
Wow. You're pretty rad.
I'll take that as a compliment. So, my turn? Can I ask you something?
I'd like that. Ask me anything you like. Don't hold back.
Thanks, Minnie. I thought we might try to talk about what folks do for recreation out here. I'm sure fishing and hunting are very popular.
Jesus, Tanner. At least keep it interesting. How about asking why I'm single?
Well, that's not exactly...
Because it's slim pickings. Most of the guys around here are scruffy and uneducated, if you get my meaning. If it ain't about trucks, keggers, and hunting dogs, they aren't interested. Don't know how to treat a lady.
The candor. Folks, like I said, we're live. You never know what you're gonna hear. Thank you, Minnie, for...
But a fine-looking radio man like you comes around and... OMG, you're blushing, Tanner.
Let's get back to Bigfoot. Can you tell our audience, Minnie, why you brought me up here to this particular spot?
Because this is the place. I've seen him here twice. Once in the blackberries down by the creek. Other time was over there by that big oak.
Twice? That's incredible. They must be living close by. Perhaps a whole community.
That's what I think. They are probably somewhere here right now. Real close. A whole bunch of them. They gotta know we're here. No question in my mind.
I have to ask. Do you think we are safe? Should we be scared?
I don't think it. I know it. We're vulnerable, Tanner. Sitting ducks.
What are you doing?
I feel a whole lot safer sitting closer. Just in case, you know?
Minnie!
It's all right. I don't bite.
This okay?
You bet.
Okay. What happened? I mean, the first time you saw Bigfoot.
It was a whole family. A ma, a pa, and 2 little ones. They were in the blackberries. Picking them just like humans.
Wow.
Yep. They even had little baskets. Something stitched together from vines and leaves.
Amazing. What happened when they saw you?
They didn't. Not at first, anyway. Then, well, it was one of the little ones. Cute little bugger. He turns and looks straight at me. Didn't seem scared, more like curious. After a while, he reached over and tapped his daddy on the leg and pointed in my direction. It got real quiet as they all turned around real slow to look at me.
Fascinating. You witnessed a whole family together, and you could differentiate between the mother and the father.
Mean tell the difference? I'm ain't blind, and it was kinda obvious. Being this is radio, I'll just say the daddy, well, trust me, he had ample equipment.
Sure. Gotcha. Then what happened?
It was weird, Tanner. I couldn't move. Too scared. You know, you hear all these stories about how powerful they are. One of the adults made a noise, kind of a low growl that meant something to the little ones because berries went flying. They took off up the mountain. When they were safely gone, the other two turned around and walked off in no big hurry.
Wow, that's quite a story. So maybe they aren't all that dangerous. Maybe they're just want to be left alone. Tell us about the other encounter.
They were over there by that oak tree.
They? How many are we talking about, Minnie?
Two. Big ones.
That's not 30 feet from here. You must have been terrified.
Oh, yeah, my heart was pounding. But I had my finger on the trigger. I was ready.
Wait a sec. Did you say trigger?
I surely did. They're no match for a 30-06.
You were hunting Bigfoot.
No! Don't trip me up. I was after the buck. A nice 4-point.
You lost me somewhere. Let's go back to the beginning, and folks, please bear with us.
It was last fall, hunting season. I was all camoed up, driving the back roads. Eventually, I spied a nice-looking 4-point and eased my truck to a stop. But that buck, he took off up this mountain. I jumped out, grabbed my rifle, and went after him. Up, up the mountain, following fresh tracks. He was easy to follow, but slow going. Somewhere, it was a little down the hill from here, I started hearing things. Real faint at first. A cracking, you know, like, sort of like branches snapping. All I could think of was bear. Could be a big one up ahead, so I unshouldered the rifle just in case. Funny thing is, that buck's tracks never veered. Went straight in the direction that sound was coming from.
Please, Minnie, can I jump in? Just a few words?
It's your show.
Weren't you scared? I mean, you, a woman, up here, all alone in this mountain, and God knows what's making all that noise up ahead.
It helps I had a rifle with a clip full of hollow points. Anyway, I slowed down, edging ever closer, not sure what I'd be coming across. Finally, only a thin wall of brush separated me from the noises I was hearing. Strange sounds. Gnawing, heavy breathing, what sounded like whispers. Now, yes, I was getting scared. In all my years growing up here, I hadn't heard anything like it. I needed to see what it was. Had to. Finger resting on the trigger, I took one last step and like that, the whole world went quiet. No sound. I froze. Stayed like that for maybe 10 minutes, listening, eyes glued to that thicket. There was no doubt in my mind, I'd been discovered. I also knew the next move was mine to make. Either proceed or back away very carefully. I chose to do neither.
My God, what happened?
Keeping eyes on the brush line, I knelt and felt the ground with my hand until I found something I could throw. I came up with an acorn. With my heart thundering in my chest, I lobbed it toward the brush. Bam! All hell broke loose. A scream and then feet pounding as they took off running. I came around just in time to catch a glimpse of two dark figures bounding through the woods. It was over in seconds. I looked down. At my feet was my buck, or what was left of him. It had been pulled apart, all bloody, splayed out like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh, gosh.
I even got pictures of the half-eaten buck on my cell phone. But when I showed them around and told the story, people laughed. That ridicule thing you've been talking about.
I think we can all relate. Don't be too discouraged. I think everyone listening appreciates the courage it took to tell these stories. Well, you can't say we haven't had an interesting evening here in the wilds of Trinity County. On behalf of our listening audience, I thank you, Minnie, for sharing these truly remarkable stories of your encounters with Sasquatch. It's been a real pleasure.
I got one more if you want. Kind of a funny story if we still got time.
Something tells me...
Oh, come on, Tanner. It's a short one. Please?
Okay. It'll be a nice way to wrap up the evening. Go for it, Minnie.
Hope you don't mind, Caleb, but I'm going to tell that story about the pair you saw down by the lake.
By the lake? You mean Trinity Lake?
Yep, that's our lake. One day, Caleb's down there bass fishing, and he hears a screaming and a hollering coming out of one of the meadows. It's real loud and goes on and on and on and over and over. Poor Caleb, he's thinking there's got to be someone in big trouble, so he sneaks on over to have a look.
Your Caleb sounds like a brave soul. I don't know if I could do that.
He sure got himself an eyeful. Well, aren't you going to ask?
What did Caleb see?
They were going at it right there in the grass.
Well, that's so much like a story that we've had on the show 2 weeks ago. They do fight a lot, don't they?
They weren't fighting. They were having relations, Tanner. Can you imagine?
Folks, I believe that we are... folks, I believe that we are out of time. That will have to conclude our evening here in the woods outside of Weaverville, California. Good night, and we'll come back to you next week with our Search for the Truth.
Hey, Tanner, you wanted to know about what we do for recreating around here? Ooh, you are ticklish, aren't ya?
The Search for Truth featured Chris Gomez as Tanner and Monica Hicks as Binny. Next, we present Lexi by Charlie Finkel.
Hey, Amy, come here. Take a look at this ad on Facebook.
What is it?
Well, come here and take a look. You can read it for yourself.
Jeez, I gotta get up off the couch and stop what I'm doing just because you found a stupid ad on Facebook? What is it, a walk-in bathtub? The way you hobble around, you could use one of those. Or maybe another pair of shoes to add to the 2 dozen pair you bought last month online?
Har, har. Now, I don't need a walk-in bathtub, although it sounds kind of neat, and my knees have been kind of sore. And I already have enough shoes. No, this is something really, really neat. Something we could both use.
All right, let me see it. What is that? An app?
Well, look what it says. Tired of being sneered at for making politically incorrect comments? Not yet woke? Trust the Lexi app to edit your words and properly phrase what should be said so nobody is made to feel uncomfortable ever again. Never feel ashamed to open your mouth again.
Wow, that sounds cool. But I didn't know we weren't woke enough or that we made inappropriate statements.
How quickly we forget. What about last night at Alberto's?
What happened at Alberto's?
You don't remember? We were sitting at the dinner table and you made a comment about Mexicans.
So?
Alberto is Mexican.
He is not. He's American.
His ancestry is Mexican. He may have been hurt or insulted when you said there are too many Mexican restaurants in Redding.
Are you crazy? What's wrong with saying that? How would that in any way hurt Alberto's feelings?
I don't know. I'm just saying, you mentioned Mexicans. He's Mexican. Who knows what he's thinking? And maybe you would equate too many Mexican restaurants with too many Mexicans.
You're crazy.
Well, I'm just saying maybe this app would be perfect to take away any uncertainty. I'm just saying.
Well, click on that square that says, for a demonstration, click here. Click on that, just out of curiosity.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Lexi, and I'm here to help. It is not uncommon for humans to speak without thinking of all the ramifications that words might carry. That is where I come in. Artificial intelligence is far better suited to make comments that will not create a socially awkward situation. Within microseconds, I will listen to your words and then formulate a sentence guaranteed not to offend. My phraseology will not include gender, racial, or religious stereotypes that are likely to cause harm or serious offense. I have been created by the most woke and socially astute minds on Earth. My programmers include heterosexuals, homosexuals, metrosexuals, transgenders, non-binaries, religious clerics from all major religions, intellectuals from every ethnic background, and politicians from every major party.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool.
Would you like a demonstration?
Might as well. What have we got to lose?
To use the Lexi app, first download the app. Once downloaded on your smartphone, just ask Lexi to properly phrase a sentence or group of sentences by saying, Lexi, edit this, and then say what you want to be phrased into correct speech. Please go to the App Store on your smartphone and download the Lexi app.
How much does it cost?
There is no cost for the Lexi app.
Okay, let's do it.
Well, use your phone. I don't want to screw mine up in case there is a virus or something. Who knows? This could be a ransomware scam or something like that.
Okay, here I go. Now, I'm in the App Store. Here it is, Lexi. Well, the reviews are pretty good. Want to hear some?
Sure.
What did I do without Lexi? She is a lifesaver. I tend to be rather insensitive to the feelings of others or what words I speak might trigger anxiety. With Lexi, I can speak with anyone and not worry about whether I am saying something outside their comfort zone. Here's another. Lexi saved my bacon. Oops, I should have used Lexi to write this review, as bacon might be offensive to vegans, Muslims, or Orthodox Jews. Whatever. Lexi would have caught my insensitivity and saved the day. Get Lexi or beware.
Are there any negative reviews?
Here's one. Who cares about the thought police? I'll say what I want and no piece of AI crap is going to mess with my words. Take that, snowflakes.
Well, that's not really a review, but rather a commentary. Go ahead and load the app and let's give it a try.
Okay, here I go. Done. Now let's give it a try.
Fine. What do you want to say?
Yeah, let me get onto the app. Okay, I'm on. Now let's start with something outrageous and see what it does. Lexi, edit this. You are really fat. Why don't you go on a diet?
The correct phrasing is, you look great. But to save the planet and humanity, perhaps you should consume less resources. That would be the right thing to do, and you will be much healthier.
Do you really think that wouldn't offend a fat person?
I have no idea, but the app is supposed to work. Now we can try it on someone and see. Let me try another one. Lexi, edit this. There are too many illegal aliens coming into our country. Why don't you go back to where you came from?
The correct phrasing is, we welcome those in need into our country, no matter your nationality or economic status. However, there must be an orderly manner in which to process all new citizens. It would be a good idea to remain in your country of origin until the process may be completed legally. Then you will be welcomed as a citizen of the United States of America.
I'm not sure that wouldn't offend the open border folks. But it certainly is more caring than what you said.
Well, I'll try one more. Lexi, edit this. Wow, Amy, you are really smoking hot. Let's hop in the sack.
The correct phrasing is, Amy, you appear to be experiencing excessive body temperature. We should jump into a bag-like container of cool water to decrease your body temperature.
What? That makes no sense.
Well, yes, it does. Lexi just did a literal rephrasing of what I said, but she missed the essence of my sexual innuendos.
I'm not sure this is a good app to use. We better just forget about it.
No. This is brilliant. It probably just needs some updating after using the field. I'm going to try another one. Lexi, edit this. Hey, man, you are really gay.
The correct phrasing is, attention, carbon-based life form. You appear to be exhibiting homosexual tendencies. Not that there is anything wrong with that.
Not sure that works either.
Okay, the only way to really test this out is real-world experience.
Where do you want to go?
Let's go down to Food for Thought.
That's a really eclectic place where Republicans, Democrats, gays, straights, and people of all colors go.
Where better to see if Lexi can come up with just the right thing to say without offending anyone?
Okay, let's do it. So, now what? We've got seats at the counter, people on both sides of us.
Okay. I'll whisper my phrase into the phone's microphone, receive the response in my earbud, and then repeat it out loud. Now let's start with the waitress. She has short cropped hair, tattoos everywhere you look, and piercing in her nose, and who knows where else. Alexi, edit this. Miss, why have you messed up your body with studs and tattoos?
The correct phrasing is, I assume you are of the female gender based upon your overt appearance. Your body art is quite interesting, but I'm wondering why you would alter your original appearance in such a way.
Waitress, I assume you are of the female gender based upon your overt appearance. Your body art is quite interesting, but I'm wondering why you would alter your original appearance in such a way.
What gender I am and why I look like I want to look is none of your business. But for your information, I identify neither as female nor male and have my tats and piercings I got in jail. Anything else you want to know?
Yes. Are there any specials today?
Yes. Crow pie. I'll be back shortly to get your order.
Well, that went well. Going to try another?
One more. I'll ask the guy sitting next to you a question. Lexi, edit this. Why do black people always vote for Democrats? Seems like that isn't always in their best interests.
The correct phrasing is, why is it that people of color tend to accept the philosophy of one political party over another, usually Democratic, regardless of whether or not your interests are actually being protected?
Excuse me, sir. I'd like to ask you a question, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
Why is it that people of color tend to accept the philosophy of one political party over another, usually Democratic, regardless of whether or not your interests are actually being protected?
So, you're asking me why, as an African-American male, I voted for Democrats. Is that it?
Oh, yes, exactly.
Well, first of all, it's none of your business. But since you ask, don't assume that all blacks think it act the same. I voted for Trump. What do you think of that? People of color are certainly able to think for themselves. Anything else?
That's all. Thank you for your honesty.
That went well.
Yeah, perhaps it's my questions. No matter how one asks them, politically correct or not, they're going to evoke a response. One last one. There's a fat woman over there. I'm gonna try that one I did at home. Alexi, edit this. You are really fat. Why not you go on a diet?
The correct phrasing is, you look great, but to save the planet and humanity, perhaps you should consume less resources. That would be the right thing to do, and you will be much healthier.
Excuse me, ma'am. You really look great, but to save the planet and humanity, perhaps you should consume less resources. That would be the right thing to do, and you'll be much healthier.
What are you saying? That I'm fat? You got a problem with that? I'll eat what I want, you friggin' pervert. Who do you think you are? Get out of here.
Are we done here? Can we go home now before someone kicks your butt or calls the police? I think we have tested Lexi enough for today.
Yeah, let's get out of here. I've had it with this app. I'm just going to ask it one last thing. Lexi, edit this. You are worthless.
The correct phrasing is, there really is no way not to offend some of the people all of the time. Choose your words wisely.
Lexi featured Terry Orwig, Charlie Finkel, Linda Reagan, Laura Christensen, Reagan Reagan, and
Linda Finkel.
This has been Scratched Up Radio Theater on KKRN 88.5 FM, listener-supported community radio. This is your host, Dickie Magadoff. Thanks for listening.